Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, as far as the trade request, I would agree with his agent. There has been no trade request. Obviously, there have been some teams, though, who know that all is not well, who know that he wants a contract extension, some receiver-needy teams who have inquired over the course of the last several months to see could he be available. To my knowledge, the 49ers have not entertained any of those talks, but until and unless an extension gets done, that is going to persist. So we will continue to wait for Brandon Ayuk to get paid as he so richly deserves and to see whether or not he decides to hit that follow back button.
Ian Rappaport. I don't know, it's the first time I've heard a national reporter say that the receiver unfollowed on Instagram on purpose to send a message, but that is what he said. And then when he gets a contract extension for, what, like $100 million, he'll hit follow on Instagram and follow the Niners again.
Well, then it would have worked.
Yes, it would.
He spooked the Niners into doing it.
Teams are calling to see what's going on over there. I wonder if there's a team anyone can think of that might make a call based on a receiver doing something on social media to see what's going on over there.
Uh-huh.
You know, just saying. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's beautiful outside. It's going to be nice today. Saber season comes to a close, and we've got plenty of football stuff coming up today. Georgia guest on A.D. Mitchell, who spent some time there, and also Ladd McConkey, and some other names to know from the Georgia Bulldogs. We are 9 days from the draft.
9 days from all our receiver lives being changed for the next 5 years.
Yes.
At least.
It can be very exciting. Speaking of that, before we get to a call, I want to get you one quick stat slash review of the receiver class that came yesterday from Matt Miller. Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. I keep going back to, you know how this works, Joe. There's a million things you can hear leading up to the draft. What's your favorite thing to remember somebody said about a guy? Whether that's Xavier Leggett's comp is A.J. Brown for Brett Coleman. Love that one. My favorite thing I've seen came from Matt Miller, NFL Draft Scout. And he said, if you want a first-round receiver, you can have one. Mm-hmm. His basic point was, someone is worth it no matter what. No matter where you're picking in the first round, if you want one, you can have one. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he wrote this. He has 19 receivers in his top 100 players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has 12 receivers between 101 and 205. And 35 receivers of around 7 or undrafted free agent grade. He said about this class, it's deep, but it's top-heavy deep. Yeah. The depth is at the top. It's not pick a couple of sixth rounders, pick a couple of fifths. It's severe drop-off after the top 100. And where are the Bills' picks, Joe? 28, 60, and 128.
So they got to do it in the first two rounds.
Yeah. The Bills' draft capital is very much like the receiver class. It's top-heavy. They have one in the first, one in the second, and then they have 8 picks in the fourth round and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a match made in heaven to me for the Bills taking one, of course, because you can't go to 128. What if 19 receivers go before you pick? It'd be insanity.
Right. Yeah.
Absolute insanity. So
you get, what, 7 in the first round, like 8 in the second round.
And 4 in the third.
And 4 in the third, yeah.
So
can't have that.
Yeah, that's the story.
Also 9 days away from our draft party.
Yes, very excited about that.
Yep, you can buy tickets. My Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports for the link. Jeremy's Twitter at Jeremy WGR for the link. It's our official draft party, 7:30 to 11:30. Pizza, drinks, beer, and well drinks as well for that night. So be an awesome time. We'll celebrate.
Yeah,
we got a receiver board.
I do. We're gonna build our.
I'm looking at conductor hats.
We're gonna build a big board. Like, I was thinking about it. I've got a buddy putting this together, and like Schulte and Bulldog do reverse AFC power rankings.
Yeah.
I want to do that with the receiver board a couple times leading up to the draft.
Yeah.
Because today what I would do is I would fade Xavier Worthy hard, right down the board.
Today you would?
Yep.
Why? Yep. Because
too much of a specialist. A.D. Mitchell way over Worthy.
That speed, though. Oh, you're saying not for like where they'll go,
for the Bills. For the Bills. Yeah. Like, who's the... Here's another way to ask this. If you and I were to hold a draft, like we drafted, we have the most ridiculous and stupid drafts. You and I have a board up there where we drafted the teams the Bills will open the new stadium against.
Yeah, right.
We drafted that.
And that's like over a year old at this point.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And it's 2 years away. So that said, okay, if you and I were to hold a draft right now, let's make a $20 bet and whoever gets it right wins. We're going to draft. Okay. We're going to draft receivers on likelihood they are on the Bills next year.
Okay.
Who's your first pick? I don't think that's an easy pick.
Just the draft, by the way?
Ayuk, whoever you want. T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Draft a player that plays receiver that will be on the Bills next season. Who would the first pick be? Not like Shakir and Curtis Samuel, obviously.
They don't count.
No, right.
Can't be on the team at this very moment.
Right. This is, who do you think is the most likely to be putting on a jersey?
You could, this is good because you could name three, you could name five different guys at number one, really. The two, you know the two who I'm internally debating between? Ayuk and McConkey.
Which are very different ideas.
Very different ideas. That, as the two most likely. Although, can I throw Brian Thomas in too as a
of
third?
Of course, of course.
That might be my tier one. Ayuk, McConkey, Thomas. I've kind of spread it out to each of the most likely ideas. But like, who would I pick between the three? Like, it'd be tough. It'd be tough. That's part of the point too. Like, how many things could they do where you wouldn't be surprised? Is there a idea? Maybe Worthy would be the one idea. Is Worthy the one idea where you'd go, oh wow, that's a little bit. I didn't think they'd do that.
No, I don't.
Every
know if it's the
other
one
receiver.
Idea. I would just fade Worthy. I don't see it.
But what I mean is like. I could see them drafting McConkey. I could see them drafting Leggett. I could see them drafting Mitchell.
Yep.
Thomas. I could see them drafting any of these guys.
You could
guys.
See them trading up. Yesterday on,
I could
Eric,
see them trading up.
On
yep.
Eric Wood's podcast, Eric asked Sal, what's your dream scenario? And Sal, without hesitation, just drops Marvin Harrison Jr.
Sweet.
All right. Let's get nuts.
Sure. That's even crazier than nine for a
Dunze. If you were to predict it, it's kind of the beauty of this draft and this conversation is...
Yeah.
I could go with 10 names, maybe as most likely. Maybe yep. You think they're going to wait till the second round, and you want to tell me it's going to be somebody like...
Ricky Pearsall or something.
Yeah, unless he goes in the first, or Javon Baker or whatever. There's a lot of names.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
Trying to figure out what they're going to do, you could make this a credit to Brandon Bean in the smokescreen, or just...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe it's a lack of faith in Bean that he won't go up and get one, or maybe a lot of faith that he will. But there's a lot of answers for who would be taken first. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
DJ in Lockport. Hey, DJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, first off, my question, I'm going to jump into the Sabres first. It might be a quick yes or no, because I know you guys answer questions. Sometimes it might sound a little ridiculous, but what is the prospects of Lindy Ruff joining this head coaching staff as an assistant? I know it's kind of off the wall, because I know he's been a predominantly head coach his whole career, but just throwing that out there, I want to see your opinion. And I feel like the Bills need to run to that podium and get McConkey. He'd be the guy that I'd want to trade a couple picks to go if they feel like he's going to go a little earlier. I just, something about this kid, I feel like he's our guy, and I really hope that if that's the plan, he either falls to us or we can jump up a couple spots and get him. I just think that he would be a dynamite player in this offense, the way Allen plays and just everything else we got with, you know, the tight ends. And I just feel like he'd be the guy that we should be going to get. So I'll hang up and listen, and have a great day, guys.
Thanks, DJ. One thing about McConkey, we're going to talk with Matt DeBerry, who covers Georgia, coming up at 8:30, so stay tuned for that. McConkey is going to be part of if they get two. If they get McConkey, I know the call we will take Friday morning. A lot of people happy. and others upset that he's too small. He's not 6'4". Mm-hmm. He's not 210. Right?
He's 6 foot 186.
Yes. And do the Bills need a guy who is a more physical guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they draft two, then problem solved.
Do you know what the counter is going to be to that morning? The counter to, hey, he's too small. He's 6 foot 186. Diggs is 6 foot 190.
Yeah.
Well, the counter is going to be he's exactly the same size as Diggs. As a rookie, he's exactly the same size. So he might be bigger weight-wise at some point.
Yep.
But do they... I'm not saying that's a positive. It's just I don't know that how much I have to care about that.
No, that's right. I don't care about it individually. I guess I would... If anyone wants to make the point they need somebody in their room that has more size, I would not disagree. I don't know if Mac Hollins and Justin Shorter are the bigger body receivers that you want to go into the season with. That might be the case.
Kincaid is that, isn't he?
I just mean outside. How important it is to block for the run.
Okay,
The value of Gabe Davis. Even last year, Trent Sherfield, who came in with high reputation of being a great run blocker.
Yep.
I'll confess to not knowing how well Ladd McConkey run blocks.
Right.
But do they want somebody that is a dog in that department that they can start to grow into the next Gabe Davis, if that's what they're looking for? So there's options. There's names. 803-0550. And I'm Lindy Ruff. He's not going to be an assistant coach. He's a head coach.
Yeah, zero. He could become their head coach.
It's not quite on the level of saying, will Belichick be a defensive coordinator? But is it not that far off? And the guy's coached a million games as a head coach in the NHL. He's not just going to be an assistant.
I don't know. What's Belichick doing? He's not he's in Nebraska, Washington. He's going to football camps and stuff.
He is. He's growing his wardrobe of free hoodies and polos.
He's getting some. Yeah.
Thanks, DJ. To Dennis in Lockport. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just going to go on the Sabres. I love what you guys were saying. I agree with one point you guys made, and it's about time Terry Bagula maybe says something. But, guys, I want to point out something. I am one of those old-school Buffalo fans who can't remember when the Sabres didn't make the playoffs back in the day, even when we had some mediocre teams. We had at least getting there. One thing Mr. Pegula promised this town, he says, I'm a hockey guy, and we're going to bring this team back. Well, we've got every T-shirt that he can give us and every promo he can give us. What he's never given us was a leadership in that front office that can go out, people who are hockey people, to go out and get the right group together for coaching, players, and all that. We watched the Rochester team down the street with some of our prospects winning. And a lot of that, it comes down to holding them accountable, making these, you know what, they want to play pressure, you're in the pros. That's what it's about. Pressure is getting to the playoffs. Pressure is winning the Stanley Cup. That's what they should be expecting. When he finally got Bean and that group into the Bills, look what's starting to happen. And I think it's time for Terry to step on the side there, hold these guys accountable, and say, you know what? I'm not accepting any more losing from you. I don't want to even hear from the players, because sooner or later, we're just going to get everybody's throwaways, because that's going to be the only people who want to play for the Buffalo Sabres. We are basically like the joke of the league. We are that slapshot team that's out there, the Chiefs. I'll leave it to you guys to respond.
Thanks, Dennis. I just don't really know what it means to be held accountable by Terry Pegula for a player. You mean traded?
Right.
For picks and prospects? And they could fire their coach. They could fire their GM. They could try to hire somebody that is a big name. Patrick Waugh, of course, got hired by the Islanders and helped spark them to the playoffs.
That would be Lindy, wouldn't it?
Sure. They could decide to bring Lindy back. I don't know if Lindy... What does Lindy really do in the league for them? Let's talk about it this way. If they hire Lindy, you'd have plenty of Sabres fans that think, okay, like this idea. He's had success with multiple teams. He's brought three different teams to the playoffs now. And has had plenty of success. And it's not even that unusual for an NHL team to bring back a coach that coached them once before.
No,
the Sabres have done this.
Right.
With Ted Nolan. It's not, I mean, you know, different circumstances. But it's not that unusual to do something like that. My question would be, does Lindy give them credibility in the league again? You call an agent to say, we'd like to trade for your guy, but he's got a no move. Will he come here? Does that work if the guy he's coming here for is Steve Yzerman? Does it work if the guy you're coming here for is, like, keep inserting names? Who do you like? Lou Lamoriello.
Sure.
Maybe that's a yes, maybe that's a no. The head coach is going to be Rod Brind'Amour. The head coach is, and I'm just thinking and throwing out names. Does Lindy do anything for you in that department? Not that that has to be something you have to get done by any sort of coach or GM hire.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is that might be above something you can do. You might have that problem until you win some playoff rounds.
Doesn't he do more for that, though, than anybody else they could get? Like, if they hire, doesn't he do more for that than if they just, we're just going to promote Seth Appert?
Probably more than Seth Appert.
Like, I'm not saying it's the most credible idea, because they probably get mocked a little bit for that, right? You know, you're just bringing back Lindy. You're out of ideas, so let's just go back to the well and bring Lindy back. But I think it's a more credible idea than a lot of other ideas they could end up in. Unless there's a version of Lindy out there that would come here that they could hire that would kind of be the same resume, but because he hasn't already been here and you're not doing that, maybe that would be more credible, but I think he would help it. And again, you're probably not really doing much for yourself in that department anyway until you actually win some hockey games or make the playoffs.
Thanks, Dennis. 803-0550. When we return, the newest, most ridiculous.
We're just going to make it a word.
Yeah.
Word of the day.
It seems like it should be. When we get back, the new most ridiculous contract in sports.